USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Impeachment proceedings against former President Donald Trump take a step forward this week. Nine members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. Impeachment manager Representative Madeleine Dean tells CNN's State of the Union she expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial.
I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity and our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. As many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to help with security. In an attempt to garner bipartisan support for President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, reports are a top economic official in the administration is holding a call with a group of senators this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Deborah Birx, who led former President Trump's coronavirus task force, says she's retiring.
I understood that to go into the White House and try to support a comprehensive coronavirus response by utilizing the strength of the federal government would be a terminal event for my federal career.
Dr. Birx on CBS's Face the Nation says she will retire from the CDC within 4 to 6 weeks. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the coronavirus variant from the UK could become the predominant strain in the U.S. by March. At least 58 countries have reported cases of the new strains. The UK has detected 77 cases of the variant from South Africa and 9 from Brazil. Serbia reports its first case of a new variant. Israel, the latest country to ban passenger flights in and out of the nation to stop the spread, and Britain making arrangements to quarantine passengers for 10 days. The U.S. marking 25 million infections today. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A reversal of the ban that President Trump handed down on transgender people serving in the U.S. military is expected to come down from the Biden administration as soon as tomorrow. The reversal through executive order is expected to take place at a ceremony for newly confirmed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. The Pentagon reverting to a policy enacted during the Obama administration in 2016 that allows transgender Americans to serve openly. Video shows a police officer in Tacoma, Washington, running over someone with their patrol car last night during a street race. Officers responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection. These witnesses spoke to King 5.
You could see him kind of lift up on his, you know, on his front tires. Kind of figured he was going to stop, and then he just kept going, saw his back tires go over him. And
you could see the person under the car actually turn with the tire going over.
Police say the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. An independent investigation is now underway. 11 gold miners who spent 14 days trapped underground after an explosion in China were pulled to safety on Sunday. Most are said to be in good condition. One miner was injured, another incredibly weak and barely responsive. 10 miners had been getting food and medical supplies down a shaft for the past week. China's mines are considered the deadliest in the world, with 573 deaths last year. The body of an Oregon nurse was found 10 days after her car was swept off a highway by a massive landslide. Authorities finally reached the wreckage under 15 feet of debris on Saturday. Inside the vehicle was the body of Jennifer Moore. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.